The anniversary of an historic boxing match 30 years ago offers an occasion for these reflections from our commentator Gerald Early about how Muhammad Ali brought politics into the ring.
May 25, 1995 marks the 30th anniversary of one of the more singular events in the bizarre history of professional boxing. It was on that date in Lewiston, Maine, that 23-year-old heavyweight champion Muhammad Ali knocked out an aging and bewildered former champion Sonny Liston in less than a round. Ali had stunned the entire sporting world by beating the menacing Liston, a 7-1 favorite, in Miami in February 1964 to win the title. Liston sat on his stool in abject defeat, failing to answer the bell for the seventh round. He was the first heavyweight champion to lose by surrender since July 4, 1919, when Jess Willard quit after three rounds against Jack Dempsey. As things turned out, Liston was a complete stranger to his public. But Ali was, at this time, also a stranger to much of the white public and even to many black folk. He joined the Nation of Islam, known as the Black Muslims, before the first fight with Liston, announced it publicly after the fight, changed his name to Muhammad Ali, and became probably the most hated man in sports. The fun-loving, bragging, athletically gifted, and handsome Olympic star of 1960, who seemed not to have a serious thought in his head, has suddenly joined an organization dominated by grim-looking, militant-talking black men who has said that the white man was a devil, that Islam was the true religion of blacks, and that racial integration was a mistake. Much more so than Malcolm X, Ali, through Islam, was to politicize the issue of black manhood for the American public, forcing whites to confront black militancy in a most dramatic and uncomfortable way, by making the image of the black sports hero a political problem. But in 1965 against Liston, he was considered just a wayward callow boy who won the title by a fluke and who had been misled by a sinister cult with terrifying internal problems. Malcolm X left the Nation of Islam shortly after being censored by Elijah Muhammad in November 1963 and was assassinated in February 1965 by members of the group. Liston thought that Ali was crazy, but he also thought he could beat him. Former convict, thumb crusher for the mob, a man of odd and prodigious sexual cravings and a fearsome fighter, Liston had been the most hated man in sports when he beat champion Floyd Patterson easily in two championship fights in 1962 and 1963. He was seen by both whites and many blacks as the worst sort of black man, everyone's stereotype of the black thug. But against Ali, Liston was an apolitical relief to the white public. The Lewiston, Maine fight was chaos. Ali knocked down Liston with a punch no one saw. Jersey Joe Walcott, the referee, took so long to get Ali to a neutral corner that Liston was actually on the canvas for more than 20 seconds. In fact, Walcott was so confused that he had the two men resume the bout before the timekeeper, Nat Fleischer, told him that Liston had been officially knocked out. Some say Liston took a dive because he thought followers of Malcolm X were going to kill Ali in the ring that night. Some say that Liston took a dive because some members of the Nation of Islam told him to, or else. Liston was found dead in January 1971 in Las Vegas, a needle in his arm from an apparent drug overdose. A truly strange end for a troubled man.
Gerald Early is the author of The Culture of Bruising, essays on prize fighting, literature, and modern American culture.